Our show is now ready to begin. Would you like me to press play on the show?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Do your Amazon shopping through our banner. It helps kick back to the show. Please support our sponsors. We love you. Enjoy this episode of Your Mom's House Podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mom, can you show me how those big tits fart?
How the deep big tits fart?
Yeah.
Big tits and fart, Tommy?
You can you make them?
Fart?
Yeah.
These are tits. What are you talking about?
People want to know if you can show them how those big tits fart.
Do you want to fart? Do you really want to fart? Can you fart, fart, fart? Fart! Okay, let's get to it. Are we talking real fart, but it's hard, fart, fart? Are we talking real fart, but it's hard, fart, fart? Who is this fart? Are we talking real fart, but it's hard, fart, fart? Are we talking real fart, but it's hard, fart, fart? Who is this fart?
Wow.
Wow.
That was your mom.
Wow.
That
was
my mom. That was really good.
Wow.
So impressive.
Yeah, that was Mama Titty Farts by AKA Bad Friend.
It's really good.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Very good job.
I'm very impressed with your mother's flow.
Yeah, she's a natural, you know?
She's
really
a big naturals.
Yeah, she does have those big naturals.
I find it so funny that your dad still feels gypped by the bra that fits her, like that we.
So it's such an insight into really how his mind works.
Yeah, like if the cup runneth over, that's good. But then yeah, her cup fits now, and he's like, no, give me the spillage of the tits.
I want to see those tits.
He likes the jiggle.
Yeah,
he did. He doesn't have.
He did though. He did provide some interesting insight into why he thinks like that. If you paid attention there in that conversation, he said, you know, when I was growing up, when we go to the movies, there's no such thing as nudity or bikinis. It was just the thing was, an open shirt on a woman and some cleavage. So it's like your mind, it's funny, like anything, it's all involved in like your childhood.
Yeah, your wires are connected.
Everything.
In puberty. And then for the rest of your life, that's what turns you on.
And it goes for everything, like everything that's like that upsets you. There's probably some tie to childhood, you know?
Yes. Well, I was listening to Shirley Manson and Joe Rogan talk about how when in your adolescence is actually
Marilyn. But yeah,
no, it's Shirley Manson.
Marilyn.
When you develop your musical tastes in adolescence.
Yeah.
And because that's like a formative time for you, that's why you tend to like the same music that you started in high school.
And absolutely I'm 100% that way. The same way.
I don't like anything past 1994. I maybe like the Strokes.
Yeah, or like you find this or that you enjoy.
Yeah.
But basically, you like this era.
I was just listening to goth music that I liked when I was 14 in the kitchen before we did this. And it's still my jam.
It's
still my mom jam.
Oh my God. So embarrassing.
What's wrong with is it the phrase my jam?
Yeah, of course.
But that's cool. I thought it's a cool word.
It's not cool.
What am I supposed to say? Like,
I don't know. Anything
that's
else?
My song. It's my band.
There you go.
It's my jam.
It's my jam. It's my jam.
I have so many things to share because I went to Momver, to Denimver with my BFF, Shauna, and I did a lot of big girl things.
You sure did.
I smoked pot for the first time in like 2.5
years.
Jeez. And when I say that, I mean, I took one tiny little hit.
Yeah. But it affected you, right?
Yeah. And we got crazy. We watched the Twilight movie.
You saw
the first
one. Vision Quest.
We did. Yeah.
Were you Team Edward, Team Jacob?
I used to be Team Edward, and then I go to Jacob, and then I go back.
What?
Yeah.
I said Jacob, and you said absolutely not Team Edward forever.
Well, I don't like that Edward abandons her at some point in the movies. Like, he just neglects her. I don't like that.
Motherfucker's got to eat, man.
That's not why he leaves her.
Yeah, he does. Pussy eating. Right?
Oh, you think he went to go find other...
Box.
Other human beavers?
Yeah.
No, he's chased. He's not... It's all... It's a Christian
thing. I don't know
thing.
Anything about the whole...
You gotta watch with me. There's like 10 movies we can really get into it.
Nah. I'm good.
It's not for dudes.
I like Harry Potter movies.
Those are
amazing.
I'll
admit that. I like that a lot.
Who's your favorite character?
I don't know. I'm fascinated by it. We got into it a couple Christmases ago.
Yeah.
And you watch that first one, you're like, that's cute. But then as the stories progress, it actually is just, well, first of all, it's amazing filmmaking, right? So yeah. It's, you know, they really kill it as far as that goes. And then the stories get better and you just get invested in it. I mean,
it's
I actually really like it. Yeah.
And it's a wonderful hero's journey. And I like Professor Snape. His teeth remind me of yours. Just the bottom row that he didn't have done. Yeah. God, he's
What's his name?
Professor Snape.
No, what's the real actor's name?
Snapey.
He's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he was such an amazing actor.
Harry
I could watch him, I could really watch him act in anything.
I know.
It's bothering me now that I forgot his name. Is that
Potter?
Is that Iron? No.
Potter. He was so disdainful of the children, which really I liked a lot. And he's super gothy and witchy. I like that. I liked the original Dumbledore was a maze. The second Dumbledore, you're like,
Alan Rickman, that's his name.
That was his name, yeah.
God, he's a good actor.
He's dead.
I know, he died like last year. Pretty young to die.
When did he die? How old?
Alan Rickman was...
Like 60, right? Like not even
old. Yeah, he wasn't old at all. I mean...
What did he die of?
He died... 69. Come on.
Dude, that's not even old, bro.
Pancreatic cancer, though.
Ugh, that's a nasty one. Fuck.
Poor son of a bitch.
That sucks, dude.
Such amazing, you know, voice control, right? The way that he would deliver a line.
And cum control. Mm. Like he would cum so hard around those kids and they never knew it.
We're talking about something nice right now. Why would you do that? You're ruining this moment. God. It's really terrible that you would do that. It's disrespectful.
Remember those shrieking mandrakes? That's almost my favorite.
You have all those holes filled?
Which Harry Potter movie is this one from?
Third.
Right, where Hermione hits puberty and they all do a train on her.
This is it.
This is neat when Ron and Harry bang Hermione.
This is how she goes from teenager to adult.
Right, this is her graduation into being a witch.
A big ceremony.
Yeah.
And then the lady from Downton Abbey.
Miss was it McGarnagall?
She comes in and she blesses the whole room.
Oh, this is her graduation ceremony part. I remember this. Hermione drinks a special potion that...
There, and then they're like, now you're a witch. Yeah, it's great. It's great. There you go. Very special moment.
We need to be reviewing all the movies. I feel like we could do a better job than that Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, I think
those
so, too.
Those two fags. Oops, I'm not supposed to say that word anymore.
I know you can't help yourself. All right, let's get into it. Ready?
God.
Let's get into it.
Is it Siskel and Roper?
I don't know what it
is. Roper and Ebert?
Yeah, there's a couple
are
dead.
Too I don't, many. I don't,
actually, two are dead.
Wow. Remember when he had
the original
cancer?
Two guys are dead. Yeah.
What's the original? Siskel and Roper?
No, Siskel and Ebert.
Siskel and Ebert.
Well, then Siskel died. Then Ebert got sick. And he was all like that because he had like his jaw removed and then he died.
That was you made now that's your horrible. I may have said FAG just now, but
you don't have to spell it, you can say it.
FAG. And then you used to make fun of his mouth cancer because
I didn't
saw a
make fun of, of his mouth.
Oh my
cancer.
God, you did for years.
I didn't make fun of that he had cancer. I made light of the fact that I wouldn't have photographed him because it wasn't a good look.
It's not, you shouldn't be on television.
Yeah.
When your face is that messed up.
Yeah, or like when you're really old.
Or sick, yeah.
When you're dying. It's like, I don't know why you know who I think had a pretty good system for it? Was Johnny Carson. Hmm. When he retired, you never saw a picture of him again unless like someone hunted him down.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so he got old and died. You never knew what he looked like.
Yeah,
that's
better.
And you see these guys now that are like, you know, either sick or super old.
Yeah, I got to be like, in the spotlight. God. It's so narcissistic.
It is narcissistic.
It is. It's narcissism. Richard Simmons is kind of ducking out, and I think people aren't letting him.
They're not letting him. But then there was rumors that somebody was, you know, taking advantage of him and all that.
Yeah, that the housekeeper had kidnapped him or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Simmons has the right idea because he's aging and he just, you know, everyone wants to remember him as that fitness guy in the dolphin shorts.
Yeah.
You don't want to think of him as old. Zsa Zsa Gabor, too, she kind of faded out.
Let's open the show.
I'm just so excited to be here.
I know, there's a lot to cover. We'll go over it all. Here we go.
If I was a racist, I'd call all you Arabs camel jockeys. I wouldn't do that. This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Is nice.
Yeah, this is I guess he's some type of Jesus protester.
Oh,
or
boy.
Something.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It looks like he's on a college campus. That's what I understand.
I like that guy
this.
Giving him the finger right there.
Oh yeah, nobody likes him. That's
really
for sure. There's so much going on. This is a Jesus protester. He goes to the campus basically to provoke people, you
that's
know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Now back to Harry Potter for a moment.
Sure.
Don't you feel like Hermione and Harry would have been a better couple than Ron Weasley and Hermione?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Hermione is like up here. She's intelligent. She's hot. And then Ron's almost, kind of a loser.
Yeah, but didn't they couldn't. I mean,
I mean, I like Ron. Don't get me wrong.
But
I
eventually, like in the final one, who do they show Harry with, right? He's like an adult and he's with
the Asian lady. He had an Asian girlfriend.
No. But in the final one, they do like a flash forward where he's an adult and he has kids, remember?
Right.
He's with
Ginny Weasley. Ginny.
Is he?
Yeah. So he and Ginny, the Weasleys, you know, that family, then they hook up. She's younger than him, so that's why they don't really hook up, because there's no grass. There's no grass on her field yet. But then once the grass grows green,
then they're right back to it right here.
That's the final movie.
This is the last scene. And then there's a whole new series coming.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Are there Horcruxes?
There's a new
You're
series.
You're messing with me.
No.
What's the show? What is it?
I forget. I mean, I'll tell you.
Is it The Son of HP?
I don't. Let me see.
Ron Weasley. Don't get me wrong. He's charming. He's sweet. He's vulnerable. But I just feel like Hermione's such a winner. And yeah. Ron's kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
Like kind of not a winner like Harry.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like Harry and Hermione are equals. Ginny's cool. She's all right, but
let's see what the new series is called. She's working on two new novels.
Good.
The Native American wizarding community was particularly gifted in animal and plant magic.
I thought you were joking.
No, I'm serious. She's doing a whole new series, man.
Native American stuff.
The writing is in full deal. What Appetize fan, the member release of Harry Potter's spinoff films, right?
Cool.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So yeah, there's movies coming, there's new series coming. She's doing a bunch of shit.
Now, it's a Native American theme. Does that mean we're going to see a lot of dream catchers? You know, I don't like that aesthetic, that Southwestern aesthetic. Are we going to see a lot of bolo ties?
I don't know. I hope not. I hate bolo ties.
A lot of queso.
That's enough for me to turn off a movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
I hate dream catchers.
And if I meet
catchers.
Somebody and they're wearing one,
I hate it.
It's not going to be a long conversation.
And also on Twilight,
yeah.
Jacob gives her a dream catcher for her bed. And I that's immediately when I was like, no, Team Edward.
What? That's when you switched?
That's the first time I felt
I can't
the inclination.
Blame you. I can't blame you.
I don't like those. They're ugly.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
I said if I was racist, I'd call all you white people crackers.
You don't give a fuck what you call me.
If I was a racist, I'd call all you Mexicans spicks.
Is this your stand-up act? Is this your new hour? This feels like my hour right now.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You fucking spit.
That there's, by the way, a big week for
big words.
I know. I got some tweets. People are like, "Are you doing Bill Maher's thing? Are you Bill Maher?" Like, I don't just drop that willy nilly. I do not.
No.
But the problem with how he said it is that he did it like he was a black comic and he had the right to say that.
Yeah, he did. He did it.
Yeah.
But also a little bit of delivering a joke like that is you do kind of, if you're going to say it, you got to kind of really go for it.
Did he not go for it?
No. I'm saying like he, that's how you deliver. If you're going to say that line the way he did it, you can't half-ass it.
Well, tell people what the bit is, cause for those who don't know.
Here it is, here.
Now, I'm not going to say it.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us. Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house nigga. No, it's a joke.
He did say "gah," not "gur."
And he goes, "It's a joke." But it is like, it's bold. I mean, look, it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I kind of liked it, actually, when I saw it. I go, I get it. Like, he's like, work in the fields. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. You're not going to get me to Bill Maher myself. I'm never offended.
No, of course. Obviously. It doesn't offend. But I understand when people get upset. It's funny. I feel like a lot of comics, black comics, not offended.
No.
I cannot see... Like, I heard no one bring it up. I was at the store after this. No one brought it
no
up.
No one gives a shit.
No.
It's white people that are generally outraged.
No, I saw a lot of black people outraged, but not black comedians.
Oh, right. Not the comics.
Black comics don't go like, I cannot believe. They're like, he's a comic. He just went for it.
You know what's so funny? When I was working on that TBS show with Marlon Wayans and a lot of black comedians, and that guy came out, the owner of was it the Lakers at the time?
Yeah. No, the Clippers. Yeah.
The Clippers.
Yeah.
And his girl was seen with a black guy, and he called them, and he used the N-word, basically. Is that what happened? Or she taped him saying
that? That was Donald Sterling.
Sterling, that's
and
right.
She recorded him saying, like, you know, I don't like you being, don't bring black people to the arena. Right. And, like, you know, it didn't, I mean, he was pretty overtly racist about a lot of stuff.
Yes.
He was like, I don't even care if you fuck other guys. Just don't bring them to the fucking game.
The black guys to the game.
Yeah.
So that happened, and I
want them seeing that.
Which is crazy. So I was working with a bunch of black people at the time on that, black comedians at the time. Not one of them were offended. They're like, oh yeah, that's just normal. Like, white people are racist. They were offended at the fact that she ratted him out.
Yeah, yeah.
That she had snitched on him, which I thought was really funny. I'm like, you guys aren't even fazed by that? They're like, nah, white people are just racist. That's a given.
Yeah. Like, oh. I mean, a lot of people think like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm saying
that
white people are super racist.
Yeah. I don't think whatever.
They really caused a shitstorm. There was that.
Bill Maher's thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were really fired up about it.
I just don't. He's not my favorite, personally. Like, I'm not a huge fan.
I think people also, you know what they get more upset about than him saying it? Is when people assume, like, they think that he has given himself a pass. In other words, that he has the card, you know?
Like, he's
the hall card to say
what he wants. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's that point of view is further blown up by the fact that he publicly dates black women. So he's always black. So I think there's part of it, like this sentiment of like, do you think just because you have sex with a lot of black women that gives you that liberty? Like, you're still not, you know, granted the freedom to say what you want. That's what I think a lot of people can get up, which I 100% agree that point of view of being like, you're not in the group, you know?
Yeah,
that,
you
right?
can't. And even like, we can't, I always feel like I can't even speak on this topic because I'm not
that's the
black
first thing,
it's like, you don't know what
the
that feels
first
like
thing that somebody would say breaking this down. Oh, two white people are
of course.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, I understand that too. But I still feel like, you know, It's also in the realm of comedy, so we have
some rights.
Well, we can talk about whatever we want.
Talk some shit.
We can talk shit if we want.
No, as a comedian, I always think it's freedom of speech. I don't give a shit. There's so many things I've heard in comedy, sometimes by my favorite comedians who say sexist jokes or everything. That doesn't stop me from liking them. You just go, okay, that's not, you know, hey, that's not for me.
I think comedians always view this kind of stuff differently.
Yeah.
Like, whenever somebody says a joke and they get in trouble, you're still like, okay. Because we've heard so many worse things and so many versions of that already.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I've never hung out in a group and somebody has made a joke like Bill made. No one gets worked up about it.
Nobody gets worked up. But that's because the understanding is we all like each other. We're all friends. We're all in it. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's no malice.
And also, like, if you're going for the laugh, like, I mean, people say awful things going for the laugh.
Yeah.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I mean, I was just hanging out with somebody and they were telling me about lunch with a friend where another friend had died.
Mm-hmm.
And the friend that died was very close to one of the people at the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And the person told me about how they made a joke about, like a joke about how somebody at the lunch was responsible for their friend's death, which is like it's a harsh joke.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy went with it because he's a comic and realized that the comment was made to go for a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes. That's the thing.
Anybody else would have been like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, that guy just died.
Well, the intent is always with comedians to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And just know that the intent is always for that end, for joy at the end of the day. So they may misstep. You may offend too many people.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. Number one, if it's funny, then it's a success.
Yeah.
If the audience doesn't laugh, you've gone too far. And that's how you know. Society right now in this time and space, they're not into what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't say that right now. Okay. That's fine. That's it. That now let's go to another one, which is Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
Who I love. I think she's funny. I think she's had a great career. She's fantastic. I think had that Trump thing been funny, it would be a different story. And I think
because
she went too serious and it was like an arty statement versus like, let's make this shit funny.
Because
imagine if it were funny, it would have been like a home run.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing I think.
I'll say it openly. Like, I have disdain for Trump. I think he's a fucking embarrassment and a buffoon. Yeah. I can't stand him at all. And I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's okay to do that to a sitting president, because you can't pick and choose based on your preferences when it's okay, like, to do that, to make that gesture. It's not that I'm personally outraged. It's just that, like, you have respect for the office of president.
Yeah.
And if you are doing, like, decapitation portrayals of a sitting president, it's not okay to do. I don't feel like
you feel like it's more of a threat. It's like a death threat.
I just feel like it's in such poor taste to do that, regardless of whether or not you agree or disagree with your president, their point of views. And by the way, I thought it was grossly done when Obama was president. There was all these, I saw, you know, noose linchpin things, and they'd have little effigies, and I thought that was...
Well, Ted Nugent's been hanging presidents in effigy for
It's gross to do. I don't think you should do it. Like I said, it's not that I'm personally worked up about it.
Right.
I just feel like you have to have some standard of how you treat a sitting president. You can say what you want about them, obviously not threatening them. I feel like you can rip them apart however you feel about how stupid they are and how they're completely, you know, out, like, just not at all capable of their job, and that how every decision they make is absolutely insane and an embarrassment, and how you don't think they'll make it even through a term. Anything you want to say about it, but when you start, like, decapitating them and showing...
Right.
It's beyond classless. It's so disrespectful to do to the head of state. I don't think you should do it. I just don't think you should do it.
Interesting. I tend to differ with you, and only because I'm just going free association here.
Yeah.
When communism fell, a big symbol of that was... taking down the statues and beheading the statues, taking down the symbolism of the oppressor, of the thing you don't agree with. So I don't know with Kathy,
but it's also a statue is usually of a former person.
Right. It's already, the power's already been usurped, or maybe it's a revolutionary thing where you're about to overthrow the power structure. And that's like a symbol.
If you have a fucking decapitated Reagan head, it's different.
Great. Yeah.
Because you're saying, like, whatever. Okay. I hate him. He's also dead.
He's gone.
You know, but if you have the current sitting president and you're decapitating him, I don't really feel like that's, I don't know. I don't think, I get that you're sending a message and it's a strong one, but I think you have to have some level of respect for someone
for who's in power at the moment. Yeah, we may just have to agree to disagree on this one, Segura.
I don't think you have to. You should not be able to say crazy shit about
them. Yeah, you just think the imagery is not respectful.
Well, that lends itself to more things like that. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's like it's a little crazy.
Now,
if you start decapitating a president in obviously artistically,
right,
smearing blood all over, and then that fires up people who agree with that sentiment, then it just lends itself to it just can make that type of action more acceptable. And then you have, like,
you're inciting violence in a sense.
You're inciting art to
hate crime or whatever.
To go along those lines. I don't know.
Okay. What about just disrespect? Now, I like the ones, remember that artist who had him with a tiny peener
that was
naked?
Fantastic.
See, and that's the thing, is that if it's disrespectful, it's funny, but if it's violence, then maybe that's,
I don't think you shouldn't be able to disrespect the president.
So do you not like the naked tiny peener?
I love that one.
Oh, well, that's disrespect.
I'm saying, I don't feel like you shouldn't be allowed to disrespect them. I feel like when you have
violence,
like really extreme violent depictions of your sitting president.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
Fair
know if
enough.
That's, I don't think that really helps.
Fair enough. Well, she certainly got the backlash for it.
By the way, the backlash that I thought would come from the decapitated thing would be things like what I'm saying, like, hey, I think that's pretty crazy that you're decapitating our president.
Right.
You know, as much as I'm not a fan, I think that's pretty crazy. I didn't think she would have to do a press conference and that she was openly weeping in the press conference.
Well, okay, just so you know, I'm a little familiar with how Kathy's dealt with things in the past.
Yeah.
She tends to be very dramatic. Yeah. I will say that because I remember when she took over Joan Rivers' show when Joan Rivers passed, and you know, she got fired from that show or quit or something, and she made it a big, she was effusive and emotional. So
she's basically fueling it
to
get the press out of it.
Yes, and I think, let's be honest, that Kathy's a very provocative comedian. She likes to talk some shit. She likes to throw shade. That's her whole thing. And I think with the Trump thing, she was looking for a little like, ooh, this is going to zing. Yeah, this is going to cause a buzz.
Yeah.
And I think it was a little too much buzz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The blowback. But again, if it were funny, then I feel like it would have been a hit.
I know.
And it would be so much better.
I guess I kind of missed part of it. Like I saw the image. I didn't blink of it. When I saw
I didn't give a shit.
Personally. I just thought she hates him like so many people do.
I get it.
Who cares? I mean, like, I really was just like, I don't care. Then there was like, oh, did you hear Kathy Griffin's in trouble? And I was like, oh, okay. And then when I saw that, like, there's going to be an apology, I was like, nah. But I don't think you should have violence encouraged to sitting heads of state. I don't think is a good idea.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for her. I like her, and I hope that this kind of smooths out. I don't, you know, she's a fucking comic, dude.
I know. I mean,
let her have a gig. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll be fine. What's the law? She doesn't get to host fucking New Year's Eve or whatever
that's what
with Anderson.
Yeah, they fired
big
her
shit.
That.
She's got many other jobs. She'll be fine.
Do you want to host that?
No, I'd rather blow my brains out.
Really?
Wouldn't you? Can you think of anything? First of all, they have to say nothing for 5 hours. Like, well, this sure does look like a full house tonight, Anderson. Right behind me, you'll see the ball. And you're like, what are you fucking talking about for 5 hours? I blow my fucking brains out.
Yeah.
Coming up next, One Direction's going to sing their hit song. Like, oh my God.
It's a terrible thing.
I would fucking kill. I'd rather talk about these
guys. She tours like endlessly, man.
She tours constantly. She's publishing books. She's very successful.
Let's check this out.
She doesn't
right now.
Need that fucking. She's fine.
I know. Somebody was like,
huge following.
You know, her career's over.
No, it's not.
And I was like, why? Because none of her fans would stop buying tickets to her.
They
shows.
Love her. She's beloved. The gay community loves Kathy Griffin. She's doing theaters.
Well, that's what
she's
I know.
She's fine. She's doing great.
Okay, so right now there are no tour dates.
Well, she canceled them.
She did?
She did. When this happened,
Because of death threats and everything?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's a little heavy for her right now, so she canceled them.
Yeah.
But she's doing fine. She's really successful.
Yeah, but none of them would stop buying tickets.
Of course. The fans probably like her more.
Of course.
Because they're, you know, they're probably anti-Trump as well. It's fantastic.
She was. I mean, I guess, who knows if these are still, because some of these are ways away. Community Arts Center, St. George Theater in New York.
Theater.
Like, yeah.
She's doing fine.
She's doing fine.
No. All right. You know.
Let's lighten it up.
If I was a racist, I'd call all you Arabs camel jockeys. I wouldn't do that.
I like that he goes, I wouldn't do that.
If St. John, was a racist, I'd call all you African Americans.
Don't you dare!
Niggers!
And then he goes, I would never do that.
How come
I would never do that as I'm doing that.
What's with the gay rainbow flag
I
on
don't
the
know.
Skull? What's that
he's
all
like,
about?
He's, you know, it's funny. He's a college level Kathy Griffin, though. He's just like, a provocateur, though. He's just doing that to get a reaction.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
She's got the jokes, though. She's funny.
No, I know, but it is to incite a reaction. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
I love that people get mad at that guy. Like, he's just a fucking subway act. You know what I mean? Like, some lunatic in a fucking car.
And he's going to where they didn't come see him. He just went to, like, the student union outside.
They're not paying $30 a ticket for that shit.
Fuck no, man.
Fucking dummy.
Big fucking dummy.
Can I tell you what I discovered? You know how you and I talk about how we suffer for years before we make slight, like we would use one phone charger in the house versus just buy five.
Yeah.
So for 40 years, I've been wearing shoes without socks.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. My feet are very sweaty and I fucking ruin shoes and my feet are sweaty all day. And I just hate it. So I was like, didn't I talk to you about that?
I don't know.
I was like, wait, do people like, do you wear socks and slip on shoes? And you go, yeah, you can buy invisible socks.
Yeah. They're like barely cover your foot. Yeah. Did you just buy them?
I just bought them on Amazon using our banner, yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Click on the banner at the top of the homepage. And, it's changed my whole life.
Amazing.
And now I'm so much happier about it. My feet don't sweat all day.
Yeah.
It only took 40 years to figure out that that's what people have been doing.
You've seen me with little ankle socks so many times.
And then, but you know what I think in my fucked up Eastern black brain?
What?
Those are not for me.
Oh, right.
Those are what fancy people have.
Isn't that crazy? Brains do that. Your brain will do that to you.
Yeah. I don't deserve ankle socks. What are you, bougie?
I went to that chiropractor.
The human mechanic.
Yeah. And I've noticed that like I'm getting a slight hump at the top of my back. And I was just like, well, that'll just be there. It's like one of the first things he said. He's like, oh, yeah, I can get that out of you. Just gotta make a couple adjustments.
Isn't that amazing?
It's already better.
It's already better. But that we just accept the bad
for
thing.
For years. I was like, oh, that'll hurt and look bad. I know, it's so stupid.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
The crown I just got replaced, that thing hurt me for like 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years. I would have to floss around it. It would hurt. Every time I ate something food would get caught in it. And I was like, well, guess I have to suffer. It's expensive to replace a crown. I can't do that.
Just let your teeth hurt. Mouth hurt a lot. Let's tell them right now.
This is so bad.
This is a fucking big month.
Big month. Big words.
Yeah. You only have a couple weeks left.
I'm so pumped. First of all, I want to thank everybody that came out to Denver at Comedy Works. Big shout out to the mommies who work at the Comedy Works. Apparently, they're huge fans of the show, and they played Mom's House music all weekend, and it was such a thrill. And thank you to all the mommies who came out. It was truly a wonderful weekend. So coming up, I've only got June 16th and 17th at the Punchline in Man Francisco to run my hour before I tape it. Oh, I do one more show at the Yoo-Hoo Room at Flippers Comedy Club in Burbank, June 22nd. June 24th is the big day. You can put your name on a list and they will contact you and you will get tickets to my tapings June 24th in Seattle at the Showbox Theater. Go to thousandranch.com, click on the link there, put your info in, and they will contact you. Like I said, there's two shows, 7 and 9:30, and I'm really stoked, you guys. I'm like, I'm fucking ready to do this. Double barrels. Tommy's gonna come with me and support me.
I'll be up there.
You're gonna massage me and keep me calm.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
I'm gonna be in a fucking frenzy that day.
I'm really stoked about it. I'm so happy for you.
It's without you, Gene, I would be nothing.
Please.
It's because of you.
Please.
You're my Gene.
I have a huge announcement.
You're non-binary?
I'm non-binary. I'm poly. This Friday, the 9th, not only am I doing a show in Tucson, Arizona, the next day is Reno, and the next day is Pechanga. In Temecula.
Isn't that a Spanish word for pussy?
It is. But not only am I doing those shows this weekend, but on Friday, June 9th, all my fall dates go on sale.
Wow.
My second leg of the No Teeth, No Entry tour go on sale.
Wow.
It's a lot. I'm coming to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln.
Oklahoma City.
Oh.
Springfield, Missouri.
Oh.
Oakland, California.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
Malmver.
Albany, New York. Reading, Pennsylvania. Portland, Maine.
Ooh.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Oh.
Ann Arbor, Indianapolis, Cleveland, St. Louis, Fargo, Albuquerque, San Antonio, Austin, Port Chester, New York, New York, Buffalo, Riverside, Big Show in Los Angeles, and Fartnix, Arizona.
Wow.
All those are on sale this Friday, June 9th. Go to TomSegura.com, click on the tour page, and get your tickets. That's it, Gene.
That's a lot of tours.
It's a lot.
And then your Momstralia, that's...
I got Momstralia. I got
Your Mom's House Live. Let's not forget to plug those two dates.
Yeah, there's August 23rd is in Breast Balls Beach, Florida at the Palm Beach Improv. But we have one in July, right?
I'm looking it up right now.
We have a July one.
I love when our internet...
Spermvine.
July 9th, Irvine Improv, and then August 23rd at West Palm Beach.
Yeah, that should be really fun.
A lot of fun. I can't wait to do those. That'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
July 9th.
There you go.
Tom, I learned how to do boomerang this morning.
Yeah, it's cool. It's about 6 months after I did. I like how you didn't even...
You know what? I got on this thing called Friendster. It was really cool.
Yeah, and I forgot to... For you, I had something set up.
Great.
For your
Can't wait.
For your tour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like big tits? Go see Christina do a stand up. Now we're talking.
Wow, thank you.
You like that?
Do you like big tits?
That's really neat.
Thank you.
Do you like big tits? Go see Christina do a stand up. Now we're talking.
By the way, this is one of my favorite things we didn't get to last week. We had my parents on, Top Dog and Charo.
God.
And at a certain point, you know, it went on long enough. But there was one point afterwards where I was trying to show them non-binary things just to get their reaction on it. I looked it up. So it's 41 minutes in that we've been sitting here. My dad was there. My mom was here. I'm here. I'm playing clips. And it's the first time where my dad goes, I don't hear anything. And this is when we discover that for 41 minutes, he didn't have headphones plugged
in. What is wrong with
him? But never
him?
Said anything.
Get your
life. So they were on his ear, and we're having this conversation.
Get your life.
And he just never mentioned.
Get your life.
It's so
definitions
weird.
Here, because people will hear the term non-binary and not know what that means. And in fact, some people will hear non-binary and say, well, why not trans man or trans woman? How do you answer those two questions?
You don't hear anything?
No.
What do you mean you don't hear anything? You didn't hear any of that?
No.
Did you hear that, Mom?
Yes.
I didn't hear a word.
You didn't hear a word?
No, not a word.
Okay. Do you hear me in the microphone right now?
No.
You don't hear me right now?
Mm-mm.
You haven't heard anything this whole time?
No.
Oh, yeah, you pulled your headphone out.
Oh, where does it go?
In here. But he didn't pull it out.
I never had it in there.
The whole time?
No.
Yeah, he did when he was laughing with a blonde.
Yeah.
I see he... Do you remember he lay back and he put it out?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now, yeah. I never had it on, actually.
This whole time?
No. No. I didn't, actually.
Wait. Okay.
All right. Why don't you play these?
Okay.
This ought to be good.
I want to begin with perhaps some basic definitions.
Ever.
He didn't even hear what the fuck you were saying.
So, like, right now, he just heard, like, muted sound. Because he put headphones on, but had nothing plugged in.
But didn't. Wow, that's amazing.
Never was like, oh, I don't hear anything through my headphones.
But apropos our discussion earlier of, like, well, guess it's just not. That's how it goes.
Yeah. It's also exactly, like, who he is. Which is like, I don't really need to hear you.
Right.
As long as I can hear my own thoughts, I don't really care.
Yeah.
And then this was great. This is when I, so I got Char to say that. And then I was trying to get Top Dog to say, I had this joke, an improv joke. And if you ever saw The People's Mayor, which is on my YouTube page, where it's kind of like this parody of Rob Ford, the old Toronto mayor, that I made a couple of years ago with some really talented people, you know, we would improvise lines. And I had one where I'm playing that guy and I go, hey, how come if you think you're going to fart and you shit, there's a name for that. What about when you think you're going to shit and you fart? There's no name for that. So I try to get Top Dog to say it. This is what it's like to try to get him to say, here we go. Hold on. See that. No, that's the only... I know there's been another song made for you, but I don't see where it is.
That's okay.
So will you say for me, though, do you like big tits? Just say, do you like big tits? Go see Christina.
She goes, aww.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do you like big tits? Go see Christina.
Let's do the same thing, but go see Christina, do stand up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like big tits? Go see Christina, do a stand up. Now we're talking.
There you go. Now we try to get Top Dog. And you say,
oh no.
How come sometimes you think you're going to fart and you shit and there's a name for that? What about when you think you're going to shit and you only fart? What's that called?
Look at this conversation. Why can't it be something else?
Say it again.
How come when you think you're going to fart and you shit, there's a name for that? But when you think you're going to shit and you only fart, what's that called?
Do you think that that's pretty, like, you think you could spit that out right now?
Okay, how come when you fart but shit, there's a name for that? But how come when you shit and you don't fart, there's nothing for
so
that?
So you struggled too.
I can't repeat lines. That's why I don't act.
Okay, because the funny thing is, I thought it was pretty easy to repeat.
Not for, I wouldn't know.
He really struggles. But my mom memorized it immediately.
I'd have to read it because I can't repeat things back. If you had it written down, I could memorize it. I have to
see
it.
How come when you fart and you shit, there's a name for that?
No. When you think you're going to fart and you shit.
How come when you think you're going to fart and you shit, there's a name for that? But then you shit and you think... No.
But when you think you're going to shit...
No. You're so disappointed.
Fart, when you think you're going to shit, and then you fart, what's that called?
Yeah. Can you do it all together, though?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to do it, yeah.
She's...
Okay.
She's an actor. She's great.
That doesn't understand this. Yeah. He says, how come when he thinks he's going to fart, but he shit, there is a name for that? And then he's wondering, he keeps asking me all the time, how come when he thinks he's going to shit but only fart, there's no name for that?
Perfect.
Is she even...
Great. You can do that, right?
How come when I'm going to fart and I shit, there's a name for that? But what's it called when you think you're going to shit and you only fart?
That's
what's that called?
That's it, you got it.
Perfect. That was really good.
That's it.
You can do it.
That's how I
would
do it.
That was good, Dad.
That was perfect.
What is that called?
That's the thing. So when you think you're going to fart and you shit, it's called a shart. You know?
I didn't know there was a name for that. It's insane.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you go, oh, and then you're like, uh-oh, I shit. But what about, you go, I have to take a shit, and you only fart. There's no name for that.
There really isn't. There should be, though.
That's what I'm thinking. I think we can capitalize on that.
I think our audience should weigh in on it.
It's a great idea.
What are we going to call it?
What are we going to call that?
Okay, so when you think you're going to shit, but you only fart, what is that called?
Just to to lay it out. Yeah, when you think you're going to fart and you shit, it's called a shart. Everybody knows that, right? So you're like, oh, you feel confidence to fart? Uh-oh, it comes out. But what about when you're like, I got to take a shit?
Right.
And you just sit down and you fart.
Right. It's only a disappointment.
Yeah, but there should be a name for that.
I know. Okay, let's see. It's not called a dump. It's called a...
It's like
a hump or a
slump,
a wisp or a slump.
Wisp or a woof.
Yeah.
Or a poof.
It's not a shit, but a flip.
A fump.
A flip.
What about a fump?
A fump.
A fump is like a fart that was
a dump.
Instead of a dump.
Right.
A fump.
There you go. It's a fump.
It's a fump.
I fumped. I farted when I should have dumped.
Yeah. I fumped.
God,
I
we're think so we got smart. It. Do you think, how excited is my dad?
How, somebody comes back to the bat from the bat. How was it? I fumped.
Yeah. Yeah. How excited do you think my dad is when he paid like $100,000 for my education and we just came up with fump?
Well, if you send him some of the responses in these emails, I think he'll be very proud of you. Yeah, but dad, look at all these fump responses we got. Yeah,
look at all this.
Fumped and
fump is good.
It's I only
like,
fump.
Because a fump sounds like a disappointment. It's a want word. Yeah. Like it's a disappointment to fump.
Yeah.
I wanted a dump, but I farted. I fumped.
Yeah.
No, I think that works. Really good work.
What's
Tom?
The expression? I'm okay. It was only a fump.
Yeah.
Right? Or could have been better.
But it was just a fump.
It was just a fump. Yeah.
No, you know what that is?
I was hoping for more, but I fumped.
It's just a fart. That's why, because you're saying I went to shit, but I just farted. Then all you did was fart. You didn't create anything new. With a shart, you're creating a new entity, correct? It's a fart with shit in it.
But it's a fart that had expectations. So it's not just a fart. I mean, a fart's all that came out of you, but it's tied to a bigger idea. That's
so you're
point.
Saying we've created a third idea being the failed dump.
The failed dump. Yeah.
So it's a fart that failed in its mission to push out the shit, because as my mother used to say, farts push the shit out.
Right.
So when it fails, it's a failure fart, in other words.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's deep, bro.
That's deep, dog.
We got to put this on the other show. Bam. Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
Well, let's take some submissions, guys. Write us and let us know yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
What the word is for when you...
No house. It's your mom's podcast.
Right. We couldn't get that one years ago.
Speaking of farts, what's up, mommies? Here's an email. I recently had a shower time conversation with my beloved wife regarding a very special type of fart. Only experienced in shower time situations. I will tell you, after I told my wife I did this, she gave me the look like I crossed the line. I guess I can only describe it as fart gargling, and it's really special. Sometimes when I need to fart while showering, I gently cut my hand over my ass crack, holding water in a cup-like fashion before letting loose the trumpets. This results in a gargle-like situation that is really neat. Upon telling my wife about this, because I have never done it in front of her, she said I must be the only one on earth that does such a thing. I can't be the only one. Please consult the mommies of the world. I hope you Zimzers keep it high and tight with your jeans in the clouds. PK. I'll tell you this. I've never done that, I find it fascinating. And I'm willing to bet there's a lot of listeners that either do that, a version of that, or have their own unique fart kind of situation, you know?
Of course. Now, didn't you do a thing where you played the trumpet where you manipulated your butt cheeks and then made different sounds?
Oh, I really like doing that. I really
like that.
I like to move my leg and also play with my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Because the pitch will change.
Right.
Or you can even do it by squatting, because... you know, your cheeks will move as you move. So if you have to about to fart and you just do a half squat, you'll hear it. You'll hear the pitch change.
You know, what's really interesting about you is that you're
it's
really
cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff.
You're really a risk taker with these farts, because personally, I'm afraid to move too much around, because what if the brown comes down?
Yeah, I'm just confident.
I'm afraid.
I'm confident.
When's the last time you sharted?
It's been a little while. Year or two.
And yeah, I'm a little nervous to do all that fancy stuff. Now, I
almost had a bad one. I had this upper respiratory infection a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I took an antibiotic that, like, is one of the side effects. Like, you might get severe diarrhea. But I'm somebody that always, on those side effect things, just never gets the
I
side
ignore
effects.
Them.
Yeah,
I ignore
and I,
them.
Yeah, and they used to, dude, I got a harsh bout of it. So I had to quit the antibiotic. 2 days later, it was still kind of filtering through me.
Yeah.
I remember one of my first farts.
Yeah.
Confident. I went for it. As I was going for it, I go, oh, you might have done that too soon. And it still, you know, it hung in there. It was
interesting.
Fine.
Interesting.
But it was dicey.
You know what I've been having lately? Remember when I first gave birth to Ellis, I couldn't hold in farts?
Yeah.
It's kind of come back.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah.
But either that or I'm just not as concerned with who hears the farts anymore. I don't care.
Yeah.
I've been farting very freely lately, and it feels great.
Yeah.
I don't care. Can I tell you something Shauna told me this weekend that was alarming?
What?
She said that in her world, the Double Pipe Classic is not as rare as we say it is, that she has them like every few months.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
The Double Pipe Classic is very rare.
Right.
She's probably thinking of like a 1-2 But like an equal exit, that's very rare.
Well, to get the timing precise on something like that, it's really coincidence. It's
a lot of
really
people can
chance.
Go, burp, fart.
Right.
Fart, burp.
Right.
You know, but to have them go at the same time.
Very rare.
It's very rare.
And especially you can try to force it. You can
that's
swallow.
Not the same.
And it's not, that's not a true, that's not the nature of a double
bite. Yeah. Like you can be like, oh, I got a fart in the chamber. I know I'm about to fart. I'm going to swallow some air.
Right.
And burp.
That's not
that's
it.
Not the same thing.
See, maybe that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
I feel like she's forcing the issue. I Shauna, I wonder
yeah.
if you're not, it's, it has to be organic. That's the whole fun of the double pipe.
This is funny that this came in because Blue Band prepped this.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know what was going to happen today. And here's what I mean. Can you read that, Gene?
It says, hey, Hitlers, after living through the hashtag Tom is fat, Bert is fat era, I've admitted that I, too, am fat. I have been, as Chris Jeanzo would say, making fitness regularly. So, as an act of self-bribery.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh, Gene.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's what Ellis says now. Uh-oh. Very cute. Okay, as an act of self-bribery and motivation, if I go to the gym and make fitness every day in a month, I am rewarded with a new podcast t-shirt. May was my first month, and I have ordered my brand new Stanima shirt. Mm. I look forward to sweating through it like a monster in 7 to 10-ish days. Thanks, mommies, for keeping my humor in the toilet and my spirits high as fuck.
Stanima.
Shout out to my main jeans, Mike, P.O.P., holding it down. Also, Tina, please come to Philly. I've seen Tommy and Burnt at Helium. I need some East Coast Mainest mommy. Love wishing you both fours. Sarah. Thank you, Sarah.
That's very
and
nice
good for you,
you
Sarah. That you're working on your fitness.
That's very great.
That's amazing.
We've gotten people always weigh in. They tell us like, oh, I wish you did this. I wish you did that. With regard to shirts, one of the things we've heard a lot is I wish you had something for summer and I wish you had something for fitness.
Right.
And so we paid attention to it and now we have a new fitness shirt. It's a summertime kind of fitness shirt in that it is a tank top. That is a little picture, so I'll see if I can bring up a bigger version of it. But basically, it is a tank top. It says, I'm making fitness, and it has an actual fitness dude making a kicky foot on it.
It's kicky footing.
We also did a women's version, because people sometimes say, like, oh, you only have men's, so... Here
look at that.
It says, I'm making fitness just like an Eastern blocker would say.
Yes.
Your mom's house underneath it. This guy's kicky footing.
I love it.
So
you're making fitness.
Try to make it so that you can wear it to make fitness in. You can wear it to the gym, but you can also wear it because it's about to be hot as fuck outside. And so this one, I wonder why it can't.
Oh, I wish they could
bigger.
See you. You look great.
Let me see. Oh, there I am.
You're making your fitness, Gene.
Here, I did it in jeans to so you could see how a real communist would work out. In jeans.
So true.
In my tank top.
Making fitness.
Doing the hex squat deadlift. By the way, super easy to lift that amount of weight for me.
Okay.
It's true. Like just
making fitness. Making fitness.
Making fitness.
I'm making fitness.
Go to, if you go to TomSegura.com. And you click on the store.
You know, that's
you
kind of a German thing. My grandmother used to say making stuff, like when you're not supposed to, like when you make wake-ups, when you're making waking up and you're like, you don't have to make it. And I guess in German, you know, they say you make.
Yeah.
When I stand up in the morning, like, no, it's just, you get up.
Also, do you remember?
Aufgestanden.
So crazy. Remember last week we played this?
She said, everyone celebrates getting together with someone and becoming married, but there's no milestone in society that celebrates escaping something awful or returning to your own happiness and contentment.
It's just called living a good life.
Right, because some people are...
Erica Anderson, who of course lives in Brooklyn, also married herself.
Sologamy.
I think it's hard not to adopt whatever society's messages are.
So that was last week.
Yeah.
Well... Hey, mommies, I heard you guys talking about sologamy, and it reminded me of this girl my girlfriend was telling me about. She's a part-time makeup artist. Anytime she and my girl work together, she comes home mentally drained. This lunatic apparently marries herself yearly.
No.
It's this very expensive retreat she goes on, and her sisters marry themselves in some group ceremony. This girl does not have any friends.
Of course.
And my girl feels bad for her, so she listens to her when she goes on these hour-long rants about how terrible her life is. She's a good-looking girl, but completely batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Love the podcast, Anton.
That's why, because she's fucking crazy.
Exactly.
No one wants to be with her. Yeah.
And that's why you marry yourself. Because nobody wants to marry you, because your mom and you are the only two that think you're marriage material.
Yeah, she's bitches about her life. So that's what he's saying, that she's a fucking unhappy twat.
Yeah, dude.
And it's so narcissistic too. I'm going to marry myself. Like
especially to make people attend that. You should do that in silence.
God.
You should go out in the woods and be like, yeah, this tree married me to myself. Yeah, that's
be embarrassed.
It. But don't have everybody come to that shit.
You should be ashamed and have the healthy amount of shame attached to that.
That's real crazy.
I mean, isn't life about giving to other people?
Yeah.
To your husband, to your wife, to your kids, to your dogs, to your cats, whatever.
Yeah.
It's about giving, not taking, you fuck. God damn it.
We also, last week, it's fucking crazy.
Selfish fuck.
Don't marry yourself. Just keep fucking people until you find the one you want to marry.
You know, and the problem is they don't want to get their lives and they don't want to go to therapy to figure out why they're so miserable.
Yeah.
And instead they go, but I'm a strong woman. Nobody can handle me. I'm so strong. Like, no, boo-boo.
That's an interesting accent.
I'm a strong woman.
Who's
why can't they handle me? There's this, okay, I'll tell you why. There's a girl on Instagram.
Yeah.
This black girl who I follow, and she's always posting that, and I like her post, but she's always complaining that men don't like her because she's so strong.
Nah, it's because you're coming across kind
of
shitty.
You're out of your mind. Yeah.
Last week, we also discussed, we showed you Shaq's horrendous foot. Oh, his size 22.
God.
Demon foot. And that was fun.
Do you think his wife is a triple D slut since he's got...
Well, he's divorced
22
now.
Feet.
So, I don't know. He's divorced. But he's out there. He plays the field. He has a good time. He's had girlfriends. But it also brought about the discussion that maybe Shaq's dong...
Yes.
Because there's been stories, you know. There's been stories that... Not that it's like a, you know, a baby dick. Just that for being on a giant.
Right.
Right? It might not be in proportion.
There's stories about this, really?
Yeah, people, I've heard I've heard everything from, like, it is really small to, like, I actually got two sports reporters that I know texted me this week, and they said, hey, man, I was listening to the podcast. I've seen Shaq naked multiple times, and it is not small.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, no, it's not small at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Then I trust the sports reporter, definitely.
Oh, I trust them over anyone. Sure. But we did get this email.
Oh, how funny.
This is funny.
I'd love to see Shaq's dick.
Yeah?
Wouldn't you? I'm so curious
now.
Yeah,
of course.
There's a few people I'd like to see their dicks.
Oh, there's a lot of people I want to see their dicks.
Really? Who do you want to see besides?
Most people.
Me too.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd like to see people naked. I think I'd like to see their genitals.
Yeah, I think it... I think, I don't know, you kind of... But you know what's funny is that any way that it comes across, you're going to have a... In other words, let's say you see somebody, you're like, I've always wanted to see this person's dick, or naked.
Yeah.
And they're super confident, and they got a big dick. You'll tie it, and you'll go, oh, well, that's why he's so confident. But then the same guy could be super confident with a little one, and it's like, I don't know, if it's little, you go, that's weird, he's confident, but he's not. Like, it still goes one way or the other,
sure.
Right? Like, you don't really...
Personality is not an indicator.
It's not going to really... I think you make the assumption that it's the indicator, but I don't know that it necessarily is. That's my point.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel like I can tell what a girl's vagina will look like based on her face and her build. Like, I can be like, oh, that's like a hangy one.
I can tell you that confidence thing is not necessarily tied to that.
To dick size.
No. There's some insecure guys with big ones.
Truth.
Yeah.
Because I've known both ways. Yeah,
you're doing the full spectrum.
God, those big Puerto Rican hogs, those guys are full of confidence.
Jesus.
But it's not correlated to confidence, no.
You don't think so?
No, because I've known guys that had the bit larger and they're totally weak and totally sad. And then I've known guys with small peeners who are the most delightful, confident, caring, compassionate.
How do you know these penises?
I've had so many.
So you're saying that you've been with a guy?
I've been with the spectrum.
But you've been with guys that had big ones that were not confident?
Yes.
Really? It's
actually the least confident of my boyfriends, the one who had the most emotional problems, had a pretty girthy one on him.
Really?
And you would never guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. See, I don't find that, now that I know things, not that shocking. Yeah. No, I'm saying I don't, it's not that shocking.
Yeah. Well, 'cause there's other things that go into somebody's personality. Yeah. And you know, they could have a childhood thing, and it's really how you're raised.
They could be ridiculed for their girthy penis.
I just think there's more than a guy's penile size that determines his emotional, mental personality.
Well, here's an email about Shax.
Okay.
This thing's operating really slow today.
I wish we could see people naked. Is there an app where you can like guess what they look like naked? Yeah. Maybe
Pornhub is that where you go. Hey, Jeans. I recently heard a story about Shaq and his hog. Someone I know was at a urinal, and none other than Shaq Diesel himself walked up and stood next to him, her.
Zimzer, please don't use the pronoun.
He couldn't help but look over to witness what he thought was going to be a black iguana hanging there. And to his surprise, it was a very average-sized peener. Shaq caught him, her looking and said, "Crazy, right? Huge."
Big words.
Right? Called himself huge, big word with a tiny dick. In other words, he made light of it. An average dick on a monster definitely looks minuscule. Keep him high and tight, and get a hand job from your grandpa on a Ferris wheel, and fuck purified water. Love, Sam. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
So I think that's where the rumors that I heard first came from. It's never that his was tiny. It's that he's a legit gigantic human being
with a regular size peener.
Maybe it's not even regular. Maybe it's definitely above regular, but that it's on a monster.
Right.
So he's 7'1", and in his retirement weight, he's probably 340.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's a guy that his head is probably near those lights up there, you know, and his width is he's more than the width of that door frame. So somebody like that, you're like, oh my God. I mean, it should look like a fucking, like one of these posts right here, you know?
Right.
So that's what I think it comes from.
Well, Shaquille, if you're listening, if you could go ahead and send us a picture of your dick, that'd be great.
He would show it to you in person, I'm sure.
Or just come over and show us your dick.
I don't know if he'd do that. But I think if you were to track him down.
Does he live in LA?
He has an LA residence, but he lives primarily in Florida.
Okay. Well, just fly over and show us your dick.
Well, there you heard it, Shaq. Hopefully we can see
never know.
Your dick.
Look, many famous people listen to our show.
That's true.
Shaquille could be listening right now.
If I see that thing, I'm going to be like,
God damn, that nigga nice. That nigga nice.
That's what I'm going to say.
Gotta set it off.
Set it off.
Set it off.
This I got. Oh, my God. This, I can't help but just almost weep when I see things like this.
Oh, no.
And this is where I am the biggest advocate for ending your own life, is when I see things like this.
Okay.
I like to sing.
Yeah.
I like karaoke.
Yeah.
I like my face.
Oh,
my name is Chelsea.
Yeah.
I love the Illini.
Yeah.
Dark and blue.
Yeah.
Because I'm an alumni.
Oh, oh, Shabuya. Yeah, yeah, Shabuya.
Oh, God.
This is a roll call
at
some job orientation where you're supposed to say your name and you say like what your interests are and you have to do it while you're clapping.
Like, fucking
and
kill me. I'm out.
I think right then I stand up.
This is what white people do.
Right then I'd be like,
yeah, I'm quit.
Even if you were texting me like, the baby needs diapers, there's no food at home. Right. I'd be like, my God, if I thought, I'm gonna go rob somebody right now.
I think this is why we dropped out of the system. It's exactly meetings like this that team building things. God, clapping at quarterly earnings. Oh my God. Blow my fucking brains out. Or the worst is like,
somebody wrote, what would you do if you were A in the audience?
No.
If you were forced to do a Shibuya roll call?
No, I wouldn't do it. I'd go to the bathroom and hide.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I have diarrhea. I can't do the Shibuya roll call.
Shibuya.
Remember like team building days? Or they'd make you do like trust falls and
all those things.
I hate that
they
shit.
Do. They love that team thing, man.
Fuck off. But it's so demeaning. Can't you just pay me my check and let me go home?
I know a couple people that work at Whole Foods and it's all about their team. The team. A team leader will be here later.
Fuck you.
I had some question for the guy. He goes, well, our team leader will be here in a little bit. And I was like, who the fuck's your team leader? Well, he's the general manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fancy word for general manager. You're not a team. This is not a fun thing. A team implies fun.
Yeah.
That we're all going to be playing a sport later.
Well, that's the psychology of it.
Right.
To make you think it's you're fun. Having fun and that we're all in this together.
And we're all equal.
But
there's no hierarchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
There's this little hierarchy where the CEO gets stock options, but yeah.
Where you get minimum wage. It's cool, right? But you're
we're
a team
all part
member.
Of the team, man.
Yeah, we're all part of the team.
Holy shit.
You get to wear jeans on Friday. Oh, Bree. Bree and Chelsea so far. Oh, my fuck. My name is Bree.
I mean, this guy, I feel like I can see him smiling. I don't even know how you're smiling.
There's all dudes that are like, oh, boy, do I have to really do this?
I think they think that it's that they're getting to watch cute girls, and they're like, oh, cool, right? And they're like, no, you're participating in this now.
Oh, my God.
You're going to do this.
My name is Chelsea. Yeah. I like the pirates. Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
My name is Bree.
My name is Bree.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
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 I love
the
this is so embarrassing. Oh, this is PricewaterhouseCooper.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Give me a chance.
Oh my God. This is a big company. This is terrible. Look how depressing it is too under these horrible neon lights, you know, these depressing office lights.
Damn it.
God, you know what I mean? Isn't work hard enough for people? Like, isn't it enough that you have to wake up every morning, traffic, sit there, work hard, sit in traffic, go home, do it again 5 days a week, and then they have to demean you with these fucking meetings and make you sing like a donkey?
It is.
It's demeaning.
It is.
Let these people just do their job and go home. Why do you have to fuck with them?
I don't know.
Have some respect.
My name is Tom. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a shit.
Yeah.
I had... shrimp last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to come out my dick.
Yeah.
It's Kabuya.
Kabuya. My name is Christina.
Yeah.
Nothing rhymes with Christina.
Great job.
I got tits.
Yeah.
Go down to my knees.
Yeah.
I like to shit.
Yeah.
I like to sneeze.
Yeah.
What do you say? It's so dumb. What are you going to share? Like your intimate...
I know.
Thoughts with people. Like,
I like baseball.
Yeah, okay.
I like to dance. Give me a chance. That was so fucking...
Fuck me in my ass, man.
That's what I would say.
I like to fart. Yeah, and smell it, too. Yeah. I cut my farts in the shower. How
about
you?
My name is Tom.
Yeah.
This is a can.
Yeah.
I'll say it once.
Yeah.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
And then they just stop clapping and they're like, I'm sorry.
They're like, what did you
I'm like, what? I want you to fuck me in my ass, man. And they just end the whole thing and they're like, hey, you got to get out of here. Right?
You're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah.
I thought it was my first day.
Wait, Shibuya. It's a Shibuya.
Shibuya.
Dumb shits.
Shibuya.
Shibuya. What a fucking, I hate stuff like that. Shibuya.
It's really.
What terrible. A fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. It seems really slow today. When you
I finger
it.
Myself in the shower. Yeah.
Yeah.
I spread my butt cheeks.
Say
yeah. You're supposed to say yeah.
Yeah. I'm playing with my daughter all the way.
I spread my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I wipe it hard.
Yeah.
I shit on a bidet.
Yeah.
I push and push.
Yeah.
Like a tart.
Yeah. Make a brunch and get over it.
My name is Tom.
I'm proud to have come out as polyamorous, and now I'm excited to share that I'm bisexual.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Tall. Oh, that would be great if he's like, I'm poly and bi.
Yeah.
I'm also, what did he say?
I don't know.
I'm also non-binary. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your pronoun?
You could just ruin, like, if you had a bunch of people and they were queued up to say fucked up things, you could ruin their whole thing. That would be fantastic. That'd be the only way to get through this.
And corporate oppression. Yeah.
My name is Tom.
Yeah.
I like fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get married. Yeah. To my mom. What? I'm going to marry my mom soon.
Yeah. My name's Christina.
Yeah.
I'm not that dumb.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of cum.
F-A-R-T.
Good job.
I'm going on a cum strike. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Christina.
Jesus.
Fart, yeah.
I'm going on a cum strike.
I think if you did that, if you said fart, I'm going to cum, yeah. they wouldn't be able to throw you out. They'd have to like respect, you know what I mean?
They have to respect your pronoun.
They have to respect your pronoun. And also like if you were like, yeah, I'm really going on this cum strike, they'd have to go like, Jesus Christ. Like we can't fire her because there'd be a lawsuit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
I know. Everybody's so fucking afraid of everybody. Yeah.
I like blue.
Yeah.
There's one more thing. I don't like Jews. Hey, guys, why'd you stop clapping? Hello? And they're like, see, that one they'd fire you for. And then you're like, you're
definitely
no,
they would fire you for the other one. If you're like, my name is Tom. Yeah. I could be bigger.
Yep. God damn.
I don't like.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying it.
Why?
So that it get remixed in a next week's song.
You there's all kind that you have said before.
I know, but I can't do that.
How come?
Because there's too many out there of me saying it. There's too many.
No, there's not.
Yeah, huh?
No, there's not.
There's too many.
What are you talking about?
Mm-mm.
Go for it.
No, you go for it.
No, you go for it.
You go for it.
You go for it.
You go for it.
You go for it, Kathy Griffin. You go for it.
No way. She didn't say that.
Go for it.
Kathy's too sweet.
Happy birthday to Nicholas. Happy birthday to Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Happy birthday to you, Nicholas. Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
I couldn't believe that she was saying that.
I know.
I really, in my brain, I was like, it's Nicholas. There's
it
no
is.
Way anybody can say Thank what she's saying.
Oh, God.
I don't
That's
like
the wrong
that
thing.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
I wonder how Daniacs are doing. I wonder what we got to look, got to find her, see what she's doing.
Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
Hey, Hitler. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Kind of.
Actually, the place I want to shit is not on your mouth, but around in your mouth.
This is what I was looking for. This is what I was looking for here. Let's
get that was the original. That was the original depressing corporate.
Yeah. Couldn't find this.
God, that was terrible.
That was crazy.
That
man.
Was the worst. Sharing the things you like.
Oh my God.
Yes, I love it. Let's play it. Let's play it.
This is the worst
I love it.
Work orientation thing ever.
You like.
This is at a big like corporate retreat.
Showing you things you like. Try to get engagement.
Jesus.
Some photos from my life. My cat, my kids, some bacon. I'm throwing real share my stuff.
Yeah.
And tweet it to the world. You help me grow my clouds. I promise that I'll share yours.
Ready?
So connect with me.
With social media.
Good job. Good job, guys.
Where we can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans and diversity. Let's go social. With social media. We're searching for the story.
A full fucking song.
So we shoot our viral video.
It's the best.
And we post it to
the gram. The gram. Nobody calls it
that. For the secret of Facebook's holy gram.
What?
We try to keep from taking all that leads to hashtag fail.
Oh my God.
So connect with me. Let's have a vibe. Let's show the world how this gets
all
done.
Right.
Social media.
That's the guy that wrote it. By
that
the
guy.
Way. The other guy, yeah.
Yeah, he takes full credit. Remember in the beginning, he's like,
yeah, I wrote this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some more.
That's my orientation class. You guys ready? You guys want to work here? All right, everybody line up. Get down.
Oh, yeah. It's good, doesn't it? Yeah.
I feel like this is how Blue Band got hired.
Yeah.
This was his hazing. Oh my God. Blue Band has to deal with all this shit. Enough. Okay, would you rather be in that room smelling all those smells?
Ugh.
You don't have to fuck anybody, but yeah. That's your orientation, is watching guys fuck each other and you smell it. Or it's the Shibuya orientation.
Oh, fuck.
Now, be real. Think about this.
So either be in a bukkake room.
Yeah.
And you just...
You're close.
How close are you?
You're right in the mix. You're this close to guys fucking and sucking and
But you're not participating.
No, you don't,
have to.
It's an orientation to work. You're going to start working at this company, and this is what they sell. It's these videos, but they want you to be familiar with the product, so you got to sit through a live filming.
Or
it's the Shibuya song, and you work at, you know, this company, and you got to fucking do the roll call.
Yeah. Here's my choice. Definitely watch that.
Any day.
Definitely.
I would watch guys butt fucking, shitting on each other, smearing the shit on their faces.
Over
the
like, hey, my name is Kaylee, and I like a good time. No, fuck that.
I like the Cubs. Wow, Kaylee, you really dug deep on that
one. Yeah, I can't wait for all of us to get to do that.
They never share anything truly interesting either.
No.
Like, it's all surface level. Like, I like the color blue. Like, everybody does, dipshit.
So, share one of the... Fun. I know, it's fucking so stupid. One of the...
What do you masturbate to, Kylie? Like, let's hear that.
You remember we watched the... One of the origins of getting Dan Pena into our world was finding him on these interviews.
Yeah.
And talking about, like, I'm not a cunt. You're a cunt, Brian.
Brian. Yeah. Brian.
And this is why you're fucking poor.
You're the cunt, Brian.
So that guy has a show. I think it's called London Real.
Yes.
And he had on this sexual, I don't know, a tantric kind of teacher.
Like a guru?
Yeah. And so I haven't seen this yet, but there's clips of this guy breaking down.
Very handsome.
What's that?
You're very handsome.
Thank you.
You're cute.
I think you're very beautiful.
I like you.
I like you too.
Will you marry me?
Sure. Maybe we can do. Why don't we practice what this guy teaches? I really have no idea what he's talking about.
I hope it's good.
And so the women practice on the egg. What do the men do?
Oh boy.
Okay, the men, the first thing, they have to practicing that we call sharpening their knife.
I have an idea of what that is.
I think I know.
Okay. So the whole key is very simple. You get the oil. We call the baby oil.
Baby oil.
Baby oil.
And you put it in.
Uh-oh.
And now you put the penis, you warm it. In the cold winter, you warm them up. You get a hot towel.
Okay.
And you make it warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you put it here. Make sure all the blood flow.
Okay.
Oh, so far, I like... Butter. Oh, no.
I like what he's going with so far.
He's putting a hot towel on his peener.
Which is great. Warm up your dong.
Yeah.
Warm it.
A warm towel, not a hot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay.
You want to burn your
dick. Get some blood in there.
Now you get the penis out.
Yeah.
You pull the skin. A lot of people, they never circumstances.
Yeah.
Circumstances.
So, skin. So you pull the skin and you get the oil in the hand and you rub. Hand go like this. You rub. Especially on the gland penis. Rub them.
I'm throwing
50
up.
50 times. Rest.
50 okay. times?
Because you make them strong and... not sensitive.
Asshole.
Okay. So you're, he said the glands, which is near the tippy top, you know, right? Mm-hmm. They're the, right below the tippy top. That's your glands, right?
50 times, one
50 time.
Right side, 50 times left side, 50 times front, 50 times back, 50 times down.
I love that he keeps
okay. gesturing. How often am I doing this?
You have to do every day until you can control.
Every day.
Every day.
I don't think anybody can rub themselves that much without...
Asshole.
Okay,
so I'm sharpening the knife. That's
you're
what you call
that. Your knife.
Sharpening okay. the knife.
All right. If you don't sharpen the knife, that is the number one.
Oh, boy.
Number two, you have to learn how to contracting the prostate gland.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you learn to contract your prostate gland? God damn it. Fucking thing.
I have a feeling it's going to be gruesome.
Do you want me to start doing this? Why not?
I don't think you can control yourself.
Why?
50, 50, 50. That's like 200 strokes on that thing and nothing happens? No way. No way. It's not possible, dude.
Now, the anus is a different thing. Okay? So people cannot separate and they don't know if they squeal on the anus. They just don't work. Because
their anus.
So when you contract the prostate gland, because male G-spot is in prostate gland.
Right.
No.
So when you contract the prostate gland in the front, and you feel energy activate here. So you contract, and you feel here activate. Now you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you have sex with this guy? No, no, but just because you know he knows so
no,
much.
No,
no. No, take away.
No.
Just listen. Take away that, like, I'm married. Like, just, I'm just saying there's no marriage vows involved. It's just like on a physical level, this guy is a sex guru.
And no.
You, but what if you are promised, listen, one of your friends goes, I was with Kim here and I
didn't know his name's Kim.
I don't. I had an earth shattering orgasm. Like I came to the point where I was just like, I was screaming. I had my leg kicked through a wall and I wept for an hour. And it was the greatest feeling I've ever had in my life. I can set you up with him. Would you?
Here's why I'm going to decline respectfully, because I can't get over this guy aesthetically. Now you put him in Ryan Gosling's body.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But no, but that's the thing though, is what I'm saying is let's say somebody isn't to the eye a 10 and stunning to you, but their ability is through the roof.
Yeah. But for me, sex is mental. So if I'm not mentally attracted, but physically attracted, I can't even get there,
dude.
He goes,
lay here, close your eye.
Close your eye.
No, he doesn't say it like that.
Touch my asshole.
He just says, close eye.
Close eye.
Close eye. Right? So you have a little blindfold on.
I don't like it.
And then he's just like,
I don't like it.
He's just,
I don't like it.
I can't believe you don't want this.
I don't like him. I don't like the vegan vagina guy. I don't like creepers. He's a creeper, dude.
He's a nice guy.
And he's not a nice guy.
When men ejaculation, the pressure of the ejaculation is from the prostate contracting.
Okay. So I'm exercising that.
You exercise. For people who have prostate gland swollen up or problem, this one will solve their problem.
Okay. Yeah. Just that contraction.
But you need 300 times.
300?
300 times. These guys are just, you know what they're called? Mm. Perverts.
I eat the ass and pussy all the time. I got nothing.
They're perverts. These are guys who like to jerk their cocks 24/7, and he jerks his dick so much that he thinks he's a guru, like he's an expert on
you
jacking
dicks.
You
think this is
dicks.
Just a dick jacker?
Yes. All these people are just overly horny.
Now the question is for me. Would I let this guy jack my dick?
Yes.
Because he's so good at it, and the answer is a resounding yes.
Okay, how about this? Yeah. Let's say it's a woman. We put this guy...
Let's say it's him.
...in, but... It's like... old ass woman. It's like the "Would you marry your mom?" Mom. That's the lady who's got to give you a hand job.
Would you marry your? Oh, right, right.
It's her.
If I'm being told this is the greatest thing ever, sure.
It wouldn't. She wouldn't bother you.
No.
That rapping.
I mean, if I'm looking at her, yeah. But what if she's just like, you lay here, you know? He's and he comes in. He goes, cover eye, close eye, close eye.
More pressure.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I don't know if he's, no one has to talk like that.
You like lavender
Jesus.
Oil?
What?
You
like?
More pleasure?
Yeah. I think so. I think it'd be awesome.
You want stretch? What do they do? Those fucking Thai places. You want stretch? How much do you hate it when they stretch you at the Thai place?
Hate it.
Stop stretching me. It's the least relaxing thing.
And they also forget, because sometimes if I go, I'll be like, hey, no stretching. And they go, no stretching? No, I don't want to be stretched. And then
I can't believe it.
30 minutes in, there's a, like, my legs move. I go, hey. And they're like, oh, yeah, no stretching.
I hate that. And you know what I also hate? When they crack your knuckles. When they pull your fucking fingers out of the joints. Like, dude, stop. Yeah. That doesn't feel good.
I know.
Or they pull your toes and everything.
Yeah.
Knock it off. Asshole.
And now you do it until you feel orgasm.
Okay, I'm going to throw up. Yes.
Okay.
We call orgasm without ejaculation.
Okay. Right. Oh, yeah, okay.
So you feel, so you see, when you do, when you,
like
when you get
watch
it, it's very quick. Two times you get it.
Oh, boy.
When you squeeze, it's the orgasm coming out.
Throw up. How do you even watch this guy?
That was awesome. That was
so disgusting.
That was awesome. He was like,
and now you do it until you feel orgasm.
Fucking Yoda jerking off.
Again.
No. Orgasm without ejaculation.
Please don't make me watch.
So you feel. So you see, when you do, when you get it, it's very quick. Two times you get it.
Please. Oh, God.
Oh my God.
You
blow up.
When you squeeze, it's orgasm coming out.
So disgusting. He looks like Yoda, doesn't he? And he sounds like Yoda.
This guy started to laugh too. He's like, I'm like, watching you come.
Get it. When you squeeze, it's the orgasm coming up.
See, I picture,
Shibuya!
I picture the two of you together when he does that. I picture him going, and you like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shibuya!
Shibuya!
I squeeze my dick. He's nasty as hell. Oh, Yoda, motherfucker. Imagine hearing that sound on top.
Yeah.
That's what you hear, Tom, when you're with him, though. That's what you're going to hear.
I know.
Rob.
That's what he's doing. He's like, that's, yeah. Tom, yeah.
Rob.
What if he just comes? And then you're like,
that's
what about me?
Trick.
He's like, nah, I'm done.
He's like, you cream.
Especially on the gland penis.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
What if you had to get a massage and he's your massage therapist, but then that's the finale to it?
He comes? So the finale is, he's like, and you're like, what's going on? He's like, I'm done.
But it's like the best massage in the world.
Yeah.
You just have to watch him come.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, seriously. What if, no, really, let's consider it. What if he gives a really good massage, but then at the end, he comes like
I
that.
Think I'm fine with it. He doesn't come on me, right?
No, it's that invisible come that he's
talking
about.
Just doing. He's like, yeah, I'd be like, all right. Because if it was the best one ever, you would be in such a relaxed state that he's, you know what happens in that relaxed state? You're cool with more. Like, in other words, you're like, you're down with whatever somebody wants to do. So if he's like, okay, now I'm going to come, you'd be like, all right. And he's just like,
okay. Okay, what if it's not a massage?
But wait. Close your eye.
I don't want to close my eye.
Close your eyes.
No, I don't want it.
Come on, close your eyes.
I don't like him.
Close your eyes. All right. Right now you're in such a relaxed state. Listen, you're in such a relaxed state. You're barely on the brink of like of consciousness. You're like jello. He goes, this is end of the session. And you go, oh, thank you. And he goes, now I will wait outside the room with hot tea. And you go, okay. And then he goes, and that's all you hear. And then he just came. Why don't you like that? It's nice.
He's so creepy. Okay, what if, listen to this. Okay, what if he's a chef? Okay. And he makes the most awesome food. It's a personal chef. And he's over at our house. And he's making you like an exotic 7-course meal.
Okay.
But the payment is, you have to watch him come like that. And he stands there. You're done eating.
Wait,
and
so
you
he
finish
goes,
your dessert.
Now your bill.
And now your
like,
bill.
Oh, okay.
And he stands there and he gets totally naked and you watch him do the 50-50-50 lingam thing.
Yeah.
And then he, in the grand finale is he comes on your lap.
Wait, why does he have to come on your lap?
That's just part of his thing. That's payment
what
for
do
dinner.
You mean he comes on your thighs?
Yes, you've got the dinner napkin. You've got the dinner napkin there. You finished your meal.
Yeah,
but at the grand finale he's like, did you like that meal? You go, yeah. He goes, now I have to, now the payment is now. And he goes, open your eyes, watch me come. And then he goes 50, so it's 1, 2, 3.
Oh my God.
5.
Yeah.
8. And he does it 50 times. And then he does his anal glands. And then he comes.
And then he goes, enjoy your meal.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, you have to watch it. You have to watch every stroke, every.
How good is the dinner?
It's so good. It's like really Michelin star.
100% watch it. I would 100%. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's not a lot to pay for a good meal.
But you're watching that guy come and stroke his dick for, I mean, that's 300 strokes. It's going to be a while.
Here's what I would ask. Can I eat dessert through that?
And now you do it until you feel orgasm.
So oh, right now, you're, he's like, okay, call, good wow. dessert.
Orgasm without ejaculation.
You like?
Right.
You like?
So you feel, so you see, when you do, when you
keep looking, when you, get it, you just had dinner.
Okay, okay, I'm done. I got to pay for dinner.
When you squeeze, is the orgasm coming up?
I got to pay for this meal.
So would you do that?
Yeah. That's not that much to pay for a really good dinner.
Anything? I can't. But then I don't understand why you wouldn't let him make love to you. What? It's you're going to have a great time.
No, I don't like it. I'm very selective of who I let do that to me. Call 50 me time crazy.
One right side, 50 times right left side, 50 times front,
this is your payment.
50 times back, 50 times down.
It's like a lot.
It's a lot okay. of rubs.
How often am I doing this?
You have to do every day until you can control.
Yeah, wow.
Every
right.
day.
So this dude can really fuck, though.
Stop it.
I'm serious. He can really fuck.
He nasty as hell. He's not fucking nobody. He's jerking his dick 300 times a day. If he were fucking on the regular, he wouldn't be doing this hog stroking. Oh, my God.
That's my new favorite
Stop.
Sound.
It's horrible. It's so horrible. Vegan vagina. I don't know what's worse, the vegan vagina guy or this guy. I hate them both. No, a vegan vagina guy's way worse. He nasty.
All right, we got to go.
God, that was so gross. I'm so disappointed. I'm so angry we closed on him.
It's hot. We got to go swimming.
It is not hot.
It's hot outside.
Yeah, in here it's freezing. My feet are cold.
I'm saying outside. We're going to go swimming now.
Okay, I love you.
I love
Can
you.
Can we get Snooshy?
Okay. let's see. Ugh. What do we have here? This
guy
is
nasty as hell.
Big Tits Fart Song by Bizarre Theory.
Cool.
All right.
I like it.
Thanks for listening to the show. Please go to your mom's house podcast.com.
My mom's house podcast.
And for Christina, go to thousandranch.com.
Comcast.
Mm-hmm. And for mine, TomSegura.com. Thanks again.
Comcast.
And that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gene.
Why are you saying Gerard?
Right. It's just not tuned in.
On the way to the country club.
Farted loudly.
Oh my God, remember when they farted in front of our nanny?
Don't do that. To me, it smells normal. We all have our own fingerprint in the intestines, okay? Immediately go to a doctor. Seriously. How do you like your new bra? You hear my dad breathing? Loudly.
I was wearing all my life at 34C, and I took the weed at 7G.
Big sloppers like me. She looked amazing.
From one big tip monster to another.
I am sexy. Yeah, yeah. Not flying all over and jumping up and down the way we like.
If you Google G-boobs, you'll find her. You'll find some boobs, okay? Is that true? Numbers are girth. You want to get into the real tits, you got to go to the top size. I have to Google European bra sizes versus American, okay?
The bra that's ill-fitting is exciting to him because the tits are falling out of it. He wants them spelling out.
Interesting.
Can you show me how to fart?
Make some fart on me.
People want to know if you can show them how those big tits fart.
Yeah, they can be serious.
Yeah. Big tits fart.
Okay, let's get it. Fart, fart, fart.
Can you really fart?